20. It had more health than a normal monster at the same level, Seiki noted. The skeleton staggered, then collapsed into a pile of bones. Surprised, Seiki examined it. Animated corpse, level 9 elite, HP 309 of 420. It was not dead, so he hit it again with a normal move while it was still on the ground. His blade flipped it over, but it was motionless and took no damage. "This is new," said Ipe in puzzlement. Seiki looked back, and his friends had managed to drop the other two skeletons, but they were not dead either. The ground rumbled some more, and four more skeletal figures dug their way through the floor. Maiden and Ipe dashed forward, and Yamura's arrow flew. Seiki tried hitting one of them again with a normal move, and as soon as his blade touched it, the animated corpse collapsed, even under the meager damage. The room was slowly filling up with bones.
"I don't like this," said Yamura. "It wasn't like this. You used to be able to kill them. This room used to be easy."
They were standing in this eerie atmosphere, looking at the pile of bones and each other, when suddenly all six corpses leapt up all at once. Ipe struck three of them with sweeping blade and they collapsed again, but only for a split second this time. A fourth lunged at the samurai from behind and Seiki ran in to help. His sweeping blade hit two of them. His friends were yelling in his back as Maiden was trying to get the other two off Kentaro and Yamura, but one was already attacking the Ryoshi, who started running. Ipe swore.
"We need a plan," he exclaimed as the elite skeletons swung their bony arms at him.
Seiki swept them off with sweeping blade again, but they only stayed collapsed for a split second now. Ipe was out of energy and two corpses closed in on him. Seiki was getting ready to back him up when two more skeletons appeared out of nowhere, forcing him to step away. Something struck him in the back, sending cold numbness down his spine, and his health took a sharp dip, a reminder that elites dealt double damage. Seiki turned around and parried another attack from yet another skeleton, and he found himself surrounded by at least four menacing foes. With a quick glance, he saw that on the floor were already two corpses and a dead white fox. Something struck him again in his lower back, and Seiki collapsed into darkness. There was no light at the end of the tunnel this time, though, and Seiki woke as if rousing from sleep. He sat up, suffered 5 seconds of terrible dizziness before finding himself back in the cave. His friends were coming to beside him. Ipe sighed as he massaged his head.
"Okay, that was a mess. We need a plan."
Upon closer inspection, they were in fact in a narrow antechamber with a small opening to the first room. Through the opening, Seiki could see that the room was now empty, with no trace of bones, and Yamura told him that since everyone had died, it had reset.
"I think we need to kill one at a time," said Yamura.
They formulated a plan. First round was 3 skeletons, and Maiden theorized that the second round spawned after all 3 had collapsed into piles of bones.
"Maybe it's like the Kitsune quest that has you putting out flames, and you have to get all 3 flames extinguished at the same time,"
said Maiden.
"So I'll kite one."
"Or I'll trap it," said Yamura.
"Or maybe both if need be," said Ipe.
"Seiki, we need burst damage at the first connect. See how that goes."
Seiki nodded. He knew what to do. They stepped out into the room again and waited. Seiki remembered where the first skeleton spawned and he put himself in position. The ground rumbled and he drew his sword in preparation. As soon as the animated corpse, level 9, elite, HP 420 of 420, emerged from the ground, Seiki pushed his energy down in a short slide, erring on the side of excessive energy. He let go and slid forward, his Hikari striking with focus strike directly at the skull as it climbed out of the ground. The impact of blade on bone vibrated through his arm. Animated corpse, level 9, elite, HP 257 of 420. He felt his heart quicken. This was the most damage output he had ever delivered in one single strike, and it felt powerful. The skeleton collapsed, and Seiki glanced around. The white fox was already running around, with one of the skeletons chasing after her. The other skeleton was stuck in a trap, and Ipe seemed unsure whether he should hit it or not. No time to think. The bones in front of Seiki were moving again. Quickly, Seiki jumped back into position, and as the monster started to reconstitute, he slid into a focus strike, this time with better control of his energy. Animated corpse, level 9 elite, HP 92 of 420. The skeleton dropped again, and Seiki now only had energy to parry. That was when Yamura ran out of energy for traps, and Ipe started hitting the second skeleton. Maiden was almost out of energy for dash, and as her pursuer caught up with her, Kentaro hit it with a hinder, slowing it down for 4 seconds. Sooner than later, they would run out of energy as a group, and if Seiki did not do anything right now, Maiden would be dead. Parry did no damage, so technically it would not collapse the skeleton, but he could not be certain.
The kitsune was now out of energy for Dash and made a risky U-turn through the skeleton's legs. The corpse landed a glancing blow on her body with its kick, and Kentaro's white heel immediately topped up her health. Seki rushed in and parried the bony arm before it could reach the kitsune. It did not collapse. The skeleton turned on Seki and swung its arm at him. Seki moved to the side and started sprinting. He knew he could not outrun it, but Kentaro's second hinder helped slow it down again. The first skeleton started to rebuild.
"Kill it!" cried Ipe.
Any special ability from any one of them could have been enough. Yamura let loose a focused shot, and it fell to the floor, making a hollow plonking sound this time. Animated corpse, level 9 elite, HP 0 of 420. One down, two to go.
"I'll take this one for a while," said Seki as he engaged the second skeleton.
Perry took relatively little energy, and he could run and turn to parry and keep it off the kitsune while her energy recharged. The skeleton was fast, but with the occasional hinder, he should be able to keep up. Suddenly, Yamura let out a loud curse. The corpse they had supposedly killed was now moving again.
"Okay, that definitely didn't used to happen. They totally changed this thing," said the Ryoshi in alarm.
From the corner of his eyes, Seki could see the skeleton rising from the ground head first as if drawn by a string, and its limbs started reattaching themselves to its bony torso. Animated corpse, level 9 elite, HP 420 of 420. By some dark magic, it was back at full health. Yamura threw a trap under it before it could come after him. Ipe's skeleton was still collapsed at less than half health. Seki dodged an attack from the corpse pursuing him again. The Hoshi was out of energy to hinder, and the skeleton was getting nearer now. Seki was out of even a parry. Thinking on his feet, he reasoned he could do without energy and afford to lose his Hikari for a few seconds. As the skeleton closed in, Seki was about to turn when Ipe yelled,
"Keep running!"
Seki trusted him and sprinted ahead without looking behind. He could feel Ipe rushing in and parrying the attack. Then the white fox dashed past him and leapt at the skeleton, and it collapsed into bones. There was no time to rest amid the confusion of what to do. Ipe's skeleton was getting up again, and the one that had mysteriously come back to life was stuck in what appeared to be the last of Yamura's traps. Ipe had run back to the half-health pile of bones, and he hit it with focus strike as it got up, reducing it once again to animated corpse, level 9 elite, HP 153 of 420, on the ground. Just as Yamura warned them that he was out of traps, Maiden recovered enough energy to pick up the rejuvenated skeleton and have it chase her around.
"I guess keep hitting these two," said Ipe, running back to the other bone pile.
"And then what?" cried Yamura.
"They come back at full health."
Animated corpse, level 9 elite, HP 153 of 420, was moving, and Seki knew he could reduce it to zero with one good combo. He'd not quite gotten a hang of how to be precise with his slide yet, but he ran in and finished with a very short slide and a point-blank focus strike. Animated corpse, level 9 elite, HP 0 of 420. Now he was completely out of energy again. The thing was supposed to be dead, so Seki bent down, wincing as he touched it to check if it would vaporize. The bone was cold to the touch and thankfully dry, pretty much like metal. However, it did not disappear. The white fox was luring the living skeleton through, and Seki threw himself out of the way as they burst past him. The pile of bones he had just killed started vibrating again, and Seki prepared to hit it with a normal move. Whatever they were doing, it was not working, but he did not know what else to attempt. The skeleton slowly lifted off the ground, skull first, as if drawn up by a string. Seki stared. As if drawn up by a string.
That was it. He saw it now.
Attached to the top of the skull was a very thin, silky thread that went all the way to the ceiling.
"They're puppets!" he cried.
Rushing forward, he swung the Hikari at the string. The thread clung to his blade but did not break, and the impact shook the entire skeleton like a limp marionette. You needed energy for this, Seki recognized instantly.
"Yamura!"
he yelled. The Ryoshi was already on it, and his focused shot flew and severed the string, dropping the bones almost on top of Seki. Animated corpse slain. 40 XP gained. Seki breathed a sigh of relief, just as about everyone did. Once they had this figured out, it became much easier. The string only became visible once the skeletons were reviving, and there was a small window to cut it. Yamura bared his dagger and rushed at the second skeleton with his finish, an ability Seki had never witnessed, which did significant damage but which could only be used on enemies below a quarter health and stuck in his trap. Then, as the skeleton started to revive, Ipe cut the string attached to the skull with sweeping blade, and it was over. Animated corpse slain. 40 XP gained. I see, said Ipe, thoughtful. They changed it to keep to the theme. With only the third enemy remaining, it was no longer difficult, and they quickly killed it and waited for the next round.
I think as long as there's one standing, it doesn't spawn the next round, said Kintaro.
He had been away from the combat and had observed everything.
If there's a next round, that is. So you can keep three on the ground and hit them as they come back up.
There was a second round indeed, and it posed a different challenge. They planned to keep three skeletons grouped together in the middle of the room, while Maiden kited another around, and Yamura and Kintaro helped her with occasional traps and hinders. But the second round, spawns only stayed on the ground for a second before leaping back up. As Seki and Ipe alternately used Sweeping Blade on the trio, suddenly the ground shook again.
Uh-oh, said Kintaro.
The ground burst open, throwing Seki and Ipe off their feet, and another skeleton, twice as large, climbed out of the ground. Vengeful Animated Corpse, Level 10 Elite, HP 510 of 510, roared and swung a large blade at them. Seki rolled out of the way.
They added a freaking boss, said Yamura.
The giant skeleton was going straight for Kintaro, who hit it with hinder as he ran to one side. Yamura let loose two arrows at its back.
Kill the small ones first,
said Ipe, his sweeping blade, the last of his energy, knocking two back and a stack of bones. Animated Corpse, Level 9 Elite, HP 35 of 420. Animated Corpse, Level 9 Elite, HP 78 of 420. Seki slashed the one closest to him without energy. Animated Corpse, Level 9 Elite, HP 147 of 420. Across the room and racing toward him was one skeleton at full health. It was complete chaos as Yamura tossed out traps at the giant skeleton, which only trapped one of its legs at a time. The boss was swinging its weapon around at Kintaro and the Ryoshi. Seki struck the skeleton again without energy as he was saving it up for later. Maiden was again out of dash, and the white fox turned to bite the smaller skeleton pursuing her, collapsing it. Seki's energy had recharged just enough now. He threw himself forward into a slide, sending his sword outward in sweeping blade as he aimed at all three skeletons in his trajectory. It hit them all, reducing two to zero health, and leaving the last one in a pile on the ground.
I'll take care of these two, said Ipe as he waited to cut their strings.
The giant skeleton lurched backward, its large, rusty cutlass cutting down at Ipe. Seki ran in and parried, and let out a gasp as his energy reduced to zero and the impact vibrated down both arms. This would have been a fatal attack. One of the other skeletons closed in, and Seki winced as he chose not to parry. Without energy, it was most likely his Hikari would fly out of his hand, and although elites dealt double damage, it would perhaps be better to take this one than to lose his sword. Hurling himself out of the way as fast as he could without losing his balance, he managed to avoid a direct blow. Still, his whole left side went numb as the skeleton's bony arm glanced off his shoulder in its attack. Ipe had also been forced to retreat, and the two piles of bones from the previously dead skeletons were now lifting off the ground, the skulls dangling in midair as the strings slowly pulled them up. Seki did not have the energy to cut them. Thankfully, with dash recharged, the white fox shot through, dropping both skulls back into their piles. Animated corpse slain. 40 XP gained. Animated corpse slain. 40 XP gained. The giant skeleton had struck down again, and the kitsune yelped as she was tossed backward. Heal sparks surrounded her before she hit the floor, saving her from death in time. Now they had one giant skeleton and two smaller minions to deal with, one of which was already close to death. Seki saw Yamura looking at it and decided to leave it to the Ryoshi. Ipe was trying to tank the giant skeleton, but it seemed to be randomly targeting people and everyone was frantically running around to avoid its rusty blade. Seki went after the full health animated corpse and hit it repeatedly with normal moves. From behind, someone had managed to kill the other one. Animated corpse slain. 40 XP gained. Seki had been keeping track of what his friends were up to, and he knew this meant Yamura was now free. Ipe had managed to get the giant skeleton's attention and was at half health from its focused attacks.
Yamura, take this one, said Seki.
Sure,
the Ryoshi said. Seki ran to help the samurai with his giant enemy. Vengeful Animated Corpse, Level 10 Elite, HP 451 of 510. Ipe was bleeding from his temple and left arm.
He's difficult to get close to, he said. I'll tank this, you run in.
As the huge skeleton targeted Ipe once more, Seki rushed in with his biggest burst damage move, a sliding focus strike. His blade met bone in a loud crack. The skeleton did not flinch as it tried to strike Ipe again, who parried it. Vengeful Animated Corpse,
Level 10 Elite. HP 284 of 510. Seki raised his blade to slash at it again when it lifted its leg, and Seki was forced to parry instead. Behind him, Yamura and Mairin had finished off the other corpse. Animated corpse slain. 40 XP gained. Ryoshi turned and started shooting at the boss. The first arrow had barely connected that it dropped into a low crouch. Ipe's eyes widened. "Everyone down!" he said, and Seki plunged to the ground just as the cutlass swung in a circle pretty much like a giant sweeping blade and swished by above his head. The kitsune in fox form was already too small to be hit, but the tip of its rusty blade caught Yamura and brought his health below a fifth as he was thrown into a wall. "Can't believe they gave him a mass dismount," said Ipe, getting to his feet again and running in with one normal move on the skeleton. Vengeful Animated Corpse, Level 10 Elite, HP 183 of 510. The giant corpse turned its blade on Seki. Ipe stepped in and parried, and it drained all his energy too. Seki realized then that these moves were all lethal, and he wondered how Ipe had managed to survive so long without energy. Kentaro was keeping steady heals on Ipe as each one became available. Mairin's heal brought Yamura back to half health, and Seki closed in with one more normal slash. However, the skeleton was fast, and Seki was forced to parry again as it struck out its left arm.
"He blocks all your normals," said Ipe, his eyes on the skeleton. "Wait till he swings his blade again. That's your chance."
Ipe did not have enough energy even for a parry, but Seki had no time to reflect on the situation. Ipe seemed to know what he was doing, and Seki could only trust him. The skeleton was already raising its giant blade and lunging at Ipe. Seki ran in close, slid at the last second into a focus strike. Vengeful Animated Corpse, Level 10 Elite, HP 31 of 510. It was still not enough to kill it. He could hear Ipe grunt as the samurai lost his grip on his sword and the blade clanked loudly against the back wall.
"Keep Seki alive!" Ipe yelled.
At least Ipe was not dead. The skeleton lifted its foot for a kick, and Seki directed his attack at it again. He reckoned he could afford to take a hit, so he gritted his teeth as he blocked the skeletal leg with his left arm while pulling his Akari close into a slice. As the sword met bone, a frozen numbness shot up his whole arm and paralyzed his left side from the waist up, and his vision blurred. He forced strength of will into effect, a heal landed on him, then more heals. Suddenly, the giant skeleton was collapsing on him, and Seki gathered that his normal move had connected. Unlike the other monsters, this one had string attached to each of its limbs. An arrow flew and cut the string attached to its left arm, and the bones dropped off. The head was still rising up. Mairin ran forward and smoke burst around her, severing the strings attached to both legs. Its right arm swung at her and swept her away. Seki aimed. The skeleton's right hand still held the cutlass, and it took a swipe at him. Seki knew if he parried, he would have no energy left to actually cut the string, so he rolled under it. The blade fell right beside him onto the ground, and Seki grabbed at the giant wrist. He flinched as it drained his life like some magical cloth he had fought before. Luckily, another sparkly heel immediately landed on him. The right arm was still rising off the floor, and Seki let go of his sword to hold on with both hands as he pushed himself up. With a grunt, he drew his dagger, and he lunged with the last of his energy with focus strike at the silky string. Then it all came crashing down. Seki braced himself as he fell to the floor with pieces of bone all around him. Yamura's arrow had managed to cut the string attached to the skull. Vengeful Animated Corpse slain. 85 XP gained. Ipe and Mairin were on the ground at very low health, Yamura at half health, and Kentaro completely out of energy. Seki took a deep breath as he took stock of the situation. One wall started trembling and collapsed, revealing a way forward deeper into the cave.
"They totally upped it," said Yamura.
Ipe, still recovering, let out a slight laugh.
"They did? That was a dismount move from the war games, where you're charging at some guy and he spins around with his sword, and everyone gets thrown off their horses in a second? Breaks all your horse armor, too."
"War player?" asked Yamura.
"Yeah," said the samurai. "This was the only dungeon I ever did, since it's the only compulsory one. Hate tanking, still do. But I've gotta admit, they made it more interesting."
He creased up as he looked at Seki.
"Never seen anyone climb up a boss like that in my life."
"Like I said, Seki does this in real life,"
Mairin added. Up until this point, Seki had tuned everything out, and now he felt as if he had just finished a match that was tired, strangely satisfied, and surrounded by people who cared. However, where he usually looked forward to a warm meal and a good night's sleep after that,
Somehow, this time, that feeling plunged him into a sea of deep resentment.
Used to, he spat back at Myron.
He had thought he was exhausted, but all of a sudden he was not anymore, as bitter, restless energy filled him. He leapt to his feet.
Let's go, he said.
Yamada frowned and asked the others,
What's up with him?
Siki was already through the opening that had just appeared, and he heard Maiden whisper,
He's mad at something in the Ronin quest line.
Mad? No, his feelings went beyond mere annoyance. He was enraged, infuriated, and he was just getting started. That last bit had felt good, where he could sweat and bleed and plunge his rage into something. Kentaro was shooting heals at everybody, topping them up before the next encounter, saying something about how they did not need cleanse. The next room revealed to be much larger, with a source of light high up in the ceiling dimly illuminating the space from the middle. Sounds of dripping water echoed all around, giving it a gloomy, foreboding atmosphere. From the walls of the cave, tiny streams of water trickled down, and the ground was a mixture of stone and mud. In the ray of light was a tall woman, all in white, standing with a newborn baby in her arms. They stopped at the edge of the room.
Said Kentaro. I have a really bad feeling about this one.
Chapter 22 Her long hair was almost knee-length and fell in a long stream of jet black across the front of her dress. Her face was pale, beautiful, and sad at the same time. The baby in her arms remained silent.
Help me,
she asked softly.
Please help my baby.
Even her voice was beautiful. Maiden glanced at the group nervously.
She's going to try to kill you if you get close, right? Please,
the woman pleaded again.
Please hold my baby.
It was a hauntingly beautiful sight, with the woman directly in the light beam and her spotless white kimono almost shining in contrast with her black hair and the shadows in the rest of the cave.
I'm sure you don't want to do that, said Kentaro.
I'll do it, said Seiki. He was too angry to care, and all he wanted to do was slash at something. Ipe sounded amused.
You sure?
Seiki was already off in large strides toward the woman. She seemed perfectly innocent as she blushed and said,
Could you?
Yeah, fine, give me your baby. Seiki cut her off. Behind him, Ipe burst out laughing. The woman handed the bundle to him. Seiki was certain the baby was going to try to rip him apart, but at least that would get things started. A vicious smile appeared on the woman's face, just as he had expected. Seiki did not even jolt as the bundle in his arms exploded into a swarm of tiny spiders. He had been waiting for this, and his sweeping blade struck her and her baby spiders away from him. The woman screamed and grew taller to twice her height and wider as well, as she revealed under her skirt 8 black arachnid legs. Jorogumo, level unknown, HP 1980 of 1980.
You should have turned back at the corpses,
she hissed.
Didn't you see what happens to those who dare enter my lair?
That was what Ipe had meant about a theme. She had been the one puppeting the corpses. Unimpressed, Seiki struck out at her again with focus strike, but she parried it with her front legs, knocking the sword off its mark.
So you're tanking this one?
Ipe shouted through his laughter. Seiki followed up with another attack, which she blocked again, her limbs working busily. The tips of the legs drummed rapidly against the stone floor.
All right, said Ipe, taking Seiki's silence as a yes. But if I say run, run back here, okay?
Yamura was launching arrows at the spider woman, and Seiki noticed that, as she blocked the projectiles, it left a small opening for him to strike.
Normals don't hurt her at all, Ipe was shouting to Yamura. But you can get the small ones with it. Better kill as many as you can while they're small.
The samurai and kitsune ran in melee range, killing little spiders along the way. Smoke exploded around him as Maiden hit the half-spider with her magic. One black arachnid leg shot out at the kitsune, who dodged backward, and Seiki plunged his focus strike into the opening there. His blade met her hard shell and only managed a small crack in it. Jorogumo, level unknown. HP 1863 of 1980.
Look her in the eye, said Ipe.
Puzzled, Seiki did, and he found that she had grown several more. If he had not held on to his fury, he would have been entirely repulsed. The Jorogumo has her attention on you.
Keep doing that if she strays,
said Ipe, slashing at her with sweeping blade. Her slim, shiny legs rose up to block his strike. The Jorogumo charged forward, her two front legs outstretched, and Seiki just saw that the tips were needle-sharp. He parried one, and had the displeasure of discovering that he needed to parry again to ward off the second leg.
"And keep some energy ready for sweeping blade, or slide. I'm not sure how Ronin works," cried Ipe as he parried her hind legs.
Seiki felt something on his leg. A spider about the size of a dog was about to sink its fangs into his thigh. These were the tiny spiders that had been in the baby bundle, which had rapidly grown. He kicked it off when three more closed in. The Jorogumo jumped at him again. As he was forced to pay attention to the parry, two smaller spiders bit him almost simultaneously, numbing his feet. Kentaro's heel topped him up right away, and Seiki stabbed his blade down at the spiders. It took three normal moves to kill each, and he was having problems keeping them off him and avoiding the Jorogumo's attacks at the same time. The Jorogumo glances at Yamura. Seiki followed her gaze. Yamura was picking off the spiders around with normal arrows, and as his energy recharged, he launched a focused shot at the monster.
"Hey, over here," said Seiki, catching the spider woman's eyes again, and she turned her attention back to him.
Another smaller spider bit him. Seiki kicked it away.
"Come, my children," cried the spider woman. "It's feeding time."
All around, dozens of boar-sized spiders with fat bellies and bright markings descended, some slowly, lowering themselves head first down a silky thread, some dropping down with a loud clack, their eight legs tapping rapidly on the ground.
"Can this instance get any more disgusting?"
Madden turned back into a human just to say that.
"Red ones explode, green ones poison," said Ipe as he slashed at one nearby coming down its web.
The red spider exploded on him as if to prove his point, taking a fifth of his health.
"You can't avoid this damage."
Maiden's smoke blew up a few spiders around her, and as a green one burst, she let out a grunt. Seiki glanced at her. Maiden, level 9. HP 241 of 289. Energy 24 of 197. Poisoned.
"Weird,"
she said after a second, sounding strangely delighted. The fox then dashed off again. Before Seiki could figure out what she meant, he was again losing the Jorogumo's attention. So he caught her eyes, followed up with an attack, and right then two more spiders bit him on the legs. He stabbed down his blade at one of them and it exploded, sending chills up his leg. Thank Kentaro, the heel laid on him immediately stopped the spread of the cold. Jorogumo, level unknown. HP 1341 of 1980. They were whittling away at the woman's health, and a focused shot arrow caught her in the belly as she lifted her leg to block Ipe's slash. The Jorogumo paused for a brief moment. That was apparently the sign.
"Run!"
cried Ipe as he dashed toward the end of the room. Without knowing what was happening, Seiki turned and ran too. The Jorogumo shoots out her web. The sticky net landed on top of Seiki as he got about halfway to the back end of the room. It wrapped tightly around his body, bringing him to the ground. Then it started to drag him toward her.
"Be my prey,"
screeched the spider woman. Yamura let out a grunt. With a quick glance, Seiki saw that his friends were all caught in the web.
"You reach her and you're dead,"
said Ipe, struggling in his web to get in position to use his sweeping blade to cut the net. Maiden had dashed out of hers. That gave Seiki an idea. Following her example, he twisted his body so that both his knees were on the ground. Then he pushed down with his energy and the slide broke him through the web.
"Who does she actually need cleanse for this?" said Ipe.
Seiki understood what the samurai meant. The spiders were immediately on him again, but he ignored them and ran forward and slashed Kentaro's net with sweeping blade. At the same time, Yamura had managed to break out of his with his dagger move finish.
"Feed my children,"
screamed the Jorogumo, and more spiders, red and green, dropped down around them. Kentaro quickly got to his feet, topped up Seiki's health, and ran back to the edge of the room. Several small spiders went after him, but Maiden dashed ahead and kited them away.
"Feed my children,"
said the Jorogumo again, gleefully, her arms raised up to the ceiling as more spiders joined in.
"You've got to be in range or she rains endless spiders," said Ipe.
He was already running back to the woman. Seiki followed him and re-engaged the spider, who was more than happy to give him her full attention. She hissed viciously, both front legs stretched out like double blades. To keep her on him, he had to ignore the smaller spiders on the ground, which he was trying to shake off him the best he could. But the little buggers were persistent, and his legs were getting numb from their icy bites. The sensation quickly faded with each heel, and Seiki guessed he had to trust the Hoshi to keep him up.
"One more heel and I'm out," warned Kentaro.
"I'll kite,"
said Maiden.
She dashed past Seiki and lured most of the smaller spiders away from his feet, taking a good percentage of toll off his health and the pressure off the Hoshi.
"Pick them off one by one if you can," said Ippei to the Ryoshi.
The Jorogumo glances at Ippei. Seiki caught her eyes and parried her strike again. More spiders were scuttling around about his feet. He kicked them off. The Jorogumo glances at Myrin.
"Hey!"
yelled Seiki. As the spider woman raised her leg to block Ippei's attack, Seiki did a sliding focus strike and plunged Hikari into her belly. The blade went in deeper this time. She screeched at him and lurched herself forward, her hind legs knocking Ippei off his balance. Seiki moved back and parried. That would keep her attention on him for a while. For a split second, the spider woman stopped and steadied herself. Again, Ippei yelled,
"Run!"
Seiki turned and fled. The Jorogumo shoots out her web. This time, the web trapped all of them much faster, and the drag was quicker, too. Seiki checked his energy. It was too low for a slide, so he struggled to turn himself around so that he could cut through the net with sweeping blade as soon as he had enough energy.
"Feed my children," hissed the Jorogumo.
Seiki planted his sword into the ground, trying to slow the drag as he waited for his energy to recharge. A spider sank its fangs on Seiki's shoulder through the net, and he could feel more spiky feet all around him. He tried to hit them off with his hand, but they immediately scuttled back, clicking their numerous limbs on the ground. The moment his energy ticked, he flipped himself around with his left hand and swept his Hikari out in sweeping blade. The net fell away, but the several small spiders around him exploded all at once, taking almost half his health. One of them was a green spider, and a moss-colored smoke enveloped him and hit him with a short wave of dizziness. You are poisoned with spider venom. A strange thrill fills you. Suddenly, he realized that his energy was half full, and without time to figure out why, Seiki scrambled to his feet and ran back to the spider woman before she could call more spiders down. His health was dipping, and the poison was slowing him down. Myrin was keeping an eye on him, though, and her three-burst heals steadied him. Ippei was now in the middle of a swarm of small spiders. He was exploding them all with sweeping blade. Seiki rushed toward the Jorogumo, who retreated one step to position herself and block with two front legs. Jorogumo, level unknown, HP 985 of 1980. From behind him, Seiki could hear Kentaro.
"The poison!"
This was exactly what Seiki was wondering about.
"Yeah, it gives you spider frenzy energy or something,"
said Yamura. Then the Ryoshi grunted as a spider presumably bit him somewhere.
"This is where cleanse would be really useful," said Ippei.
He had taken a swig of the antidote to clear the poison. Noticing his health was still dropping, Seiki copied him and drank his antidote. The liquid tasted like cold water and instantly stopped the health drain.
"Careful! After half health, she hits harder," said Ippei.
The Jorogumo jumped forward, stretching out her double legs as before. By now, Seiki knew how to counter this move without taking damage. However, this time, as he parried, her hand shot out a web that trapped both his hands and the sword in sticky glue. Before he could do anything, she tossed him off balance, his hands still stuck, and one of her legs pierced directly at him. Seiki dodged as far as he could, but the sharp tip of the leg cut icily across his back. Seiki gritted his teeth and twisted his hands to break free. Unfortunately, the web held tight. Ippei ran in to help.
"That's new."
He sliced the web in half, freeing Seiki, and the sticky net fell off his hands. Kentaro's heal brought Seiki's health back up over a half. Myrin and Yamura were having slight problems with the smaller spiders. Both were now poisoned and still locked out of antidotes, and Myrin was forced to spend all her energy keeping Yamura and herself alive with her heals, while Kentaro concentrated his efforts on Seiki. The Jorogumo lunged at Seiki again, but afraid that she would use her same web trick, Seiki threw himself aside instead of parrying this time. They could not keep this up for long, however, and he knew the healers were going to run out of energy very soon. As soon as he saw an opening, Seiki slid in and hit her with focus strike. Ippei then parried her next attack, and Yamura's focus shot caught her in the stomach. Jorogumo, level unknown, HP 729 of 1980. Out of energy, Seiki turned around and searched for a green spider. This was the only thing he could think of right now. There was one 2 feet away, and he ran toward it and stabbed it. The creature exploded in a disgusting and very satisfying manner. You are poisoned with spider venom. A strange thrill fills you.
Parry!
He called, and Ippei parried her attack, giving Seiki the opening he needed. He slid in and hit her again with another focus strike. Jorogumo, level unknown, HP 577 of 1980. He ignored how long Kentaro would be able to keep him up,
but he needed all the energy he could get right now to end this as soon as possible. Even if he died, Ipe would still be able to tank anyway. As soon as he spotted another green spider, he pierced it in the back, and as it exploded, he took in the poisonous smoke with a kind of gleeful relish. You are poisoned with spider venom. A strange thrill fills you.
Careful, poison stacks, said Ipe.
With a double poison effect, the dizziness hit Seiki harder, and his health began to drop even more rapidly. Maiden had now started to send him continuous heals to keep him alive, but his life was still draining as if he was getting life-drained by an obake. With double doses of poison, though, his energy was now full. Seiki screamed,
Parry!
Ipe parried again, giving him the opening he needed. Seiki slid in and plunged his focus strike into her ribcage once more. At the same time, Kentaro's hinder hit her from afar, slowing her down for a few seconds, offering Yamura a chance to strike with a single focused shot. Jorogumo, level unknown, HP 319 of 1980. The Jorogumo becomes enraged. Surprising Seiki, she leapt up very high above him.
You can't take this hit, said Ipe.
Seiki trusted his friend's experience, and with energy to spare, he pushed himself into a slide out of the way just in time. Beside him, damp dirt burst out in every direction as she landed. The healers could not keep him up anymore, and he could feel his vision darkening. Seiki remembered his health potion. While he propelled himself into another slide, he grabbed it and gulped down the invigorating liquid. It immediately filled his health as he slid forward along the ground. His sweeping blade knocked the spider woman backward. She sprang up high again. Ipe ran in as the monster came crashing down on them. Seiki heard the samurai grunt, taking the momentum of the fall, and Ipe's health dropped to below a tenth. Kentaro was shouting something. Seiki's health was still draining from the double poison, and he knew he only had a few seconds left. Pushing all his energy into a short slide, he pierced upward with focus strike. For their part, Yamura attacked with his dagger, and the white fox flashed. Jorogumo, level unknown, HP 1 of 1980. One was a bad number, he reasoned. A loud screech filled Seiki's ears, and his head spun, either from the sound or from being so low in health. Next thing he knew, a wet, gooey net hit him and threw him across the damp floor. Seiki gasped as a kind of heal kept him just barely alive. The Jorogumo emits a poisonous fog. Seiki could hear Kentaro shouting,
What is this? We did it, said Yamura in disbelief.
Maiden's voice sounded far away.
What? After all this, she doesn't die?
Oh no, you'll see her again, said Ipe.
The poisonous fog enveloped Seiki and he passed out. For a moment, he believed he had died, but it turned out he was floating in a gray space, and although he could feel the ground under him, he could not see it. His health had stopped draining and was at less than 2%. His heart was still beating fast, and he closed his eyes and breathed in. After all that, he felt utterly spent, and he wanted to go to sleep for a very long time. It would be senseless to doze off here, however. Seiki looked around and was taken aback to see Master Sugihara beside him. His heart skipped a beat. As emotion filled him, Seiki took a deep breath.
Am I hallucinating? Are they really giving this to me? He asked softly.
His head was clear, and he sat up on the invisible floor. The old man simply smiled at him. Not knowing how to begin, Seiki sighed and sat there in silence for a while.
Hopefully there's no timer on this, he said.
Finally, he turned to the old man.
You know, that was kind of unfair, he started, and he realized he had in fact a lot to say. Maybe other people won't take it so seriously, but this whole thing...
Thoughts overwhelmed him again.
You know, Master Sugihara, I was angry at them, and I want to be in the position to say that I quit, but I don't have anything else. And I'm still here because I really don't know what else to do.
He chuckled bitterly.
And in a way, I shouldn't even care, but I...
He sighed.
I can't.
He knew he was not even making sense anymore.
I know it's stupid, and I should care more about real things that matter. But I can't do that either.
He took a deep breath.
You know, they asked me if I wanted to sign up for this new treatment that's still experimental, and I jumped at it. And then they came back and said it won't work, and I'm like, thank you. I'm grateful for what you're trying to do. But I'm not. I'm so fucking angry, and it's not even their fault.
Seiki did not really know what he was trying to say, but he could not stop himself.
I still don't understand what happened. Like, I know, but I can't comprehend. and I wasn't prepared. And I kept waiting for it to pass, but it never did. And the more I think about it, the angrier I am. His voice shook. I mean, I never signed up for this. And what's messed up was that I was really good at it, Master Sugihara. I was really good, and it was all a lie. Why even give it to me if you're going to take it away? The sorrow of his loss finally engulfed him.
It's all right to be angry, Seki, said Master Sugihara.
Seki remained silent for a long moment, and the old man said nothing. Minutes ticked by, or maybe hours, or the eternity.
It actually felt kind of good when I was killing that spider lady, Seki resumed. Either she dies or I die, but maybe she doesn't die after all. Not that it's her fault for being a half-spider.
Suddenly he started laughing so hard he was almost crying.
This is stupid, isn't it?
It's all right, said the old man.
Another silence fell, and Master Sugihara said,
Since everyone is getting a prophetic vision right now, I'm here to tell you that the answer lies in the past. But you don't really have to remember this, because someone will point you in the right direction in a very obvious manner when the time comes. All you need to remember is to do the right thing, and you'll know when the time comes.
Seki looked up at the old man.
Do you talk to everyone like this, or just me?
No answer.
This is the last time I'm going to see you, isn't it? Seki asked.
The old man smiled.
Tell them to raise a shrine for me.
Seki let out a solemn chuckle.
I doubt they will.
Master Tsujihara nodded behind him, and Seki noticed that a circle of light had opened up.
Get up, said the old man. Life goes on.
Seki slowly got to his feet.
Unfortunately, it does, he said.
You're actually doing okay, Seki.
Am I?
Off you go, said the old man, waving him off. You're disturbing my afterlife peace.
Seki looked back at the old man.
Thank you, Master Sugihara, he said, meeting his eyes, for everything.
He did not even need to move. The light circle caught up with him and became blinding bright. When Seki opened his eyes again, he found himself on a hard bamboo mat on a damp dirt floor. His hikari and kohagane were sheathed and laid out neatly beside him, and for a split second he wondered if he was in a wilderness graveyard. He sat up and observed his surroundings. It became clear from the dirt walls that he was still in the same cave somewhere. There was a crack in the wall ahead of him, letting light through. As Seki's eyes adjusted to the brightness, he saw a man sitting there. Shosei was staring at him with an annoyed expression.
If I hadn't promised Sugihara to give you something, I would have happily let you die in that cave.
Seki's rage had burnt out for now, and he was too weary to argue with the man. Shosei approached him and placed an object on the floor. It was a small bronze badge. Seki picked it up in wonder.
You have received the Master's Army Plate. +3% energy regeneration. Charm.
It was a simple identification badge used by army officers. On one side was the old Morishige army symbol, and on the other side was Master Sugihara's name. Seki felt a lump in his throat.
You really know what I want, Master Sugihara.
Good charms were hard to come by. Seki did not even have one. When he raised his eyes, Shosei was already gone. Seki walked up and entered the large room where he had fought the Jorogumo. It was now empty and void of any sign of struggle. Only Ipe and Maiden were still there.
Sure took your sweet time in the dream, said Maiden. That was totally crazy at the end.
I think we skipped a phase, Ipe mused.
Sorry about that, said Seki.
Well, we didn't have cleanse, said Ipe.
It would have been a decently viable strategy if we had it.
It worked.
Maiden shrugged.
Actually, that was good heals, said Ipe, considering he only had two abilities.
Seki looked around.
Where are they now?
Yamura is off doing some stuff with his clanmates, but he told me to tell you to start picking up your post messages,
said Maiden.
And Kentaro has to go to work, and he didn't get any sleep.
She laughed.
Thank him for me, said Seki.
Activate your pigeons, and you can write them yourself, she said. And I'm off.
Seki suspected she did not really have to, since she had waited for him all this time. She popped into a fox and disappeared.
If you're into the storyline, the spider puts everyone to sleep and runs away, said Ipe.
You'll see her again in some high-level dungeon, but I never did that one. He got to his feet. Did you get what you were looking for?
Kind of, said Seiki. He then remembered something. You told me about the two pine trees before, so you knew I was going to go look for the cave.
Ipe's eyes twinkled.
Hey, I know a Ronin when I see one.
What about them?
That style, he said, pausing for a moment as he thought about it.
Risky, all out.
Desperate, said Seiki.
Ipe laughed.
Now, said the samurai, you have to go talk to Kato.
He brushed off the dirt and picked up his sword.
That took longer than I thought. They really upped the dungeons this time.
He started walking toward the exit and he looked back at Seiki.
You better stick around, he said.
Yeah. Seiki took his time leaving the cave and he called his horse, still without a name, as soon as he was outside. As he emerged from the forest into the grassland again, the afternoon sun was low in the sky, basking the green fields in its warm yellow rays. In the distance, not too far away, across the plain, was Shinchioka, with its red palace climbing up the northern hill. Somewhere, a tiny temple bell flared as it reflected the sunlight. Seiki sighed. It was beautiful after all.
This has been an Audible Studios production of Bushido Online, The Battle Begins. Written by Nikita Thorne, performed by Christian Rummel. Executive producers Rena Ayer and Mike Charzik. Producer Kat Lambricks. Copyright 2017 by Lit RPG Freaks. Sound recording copyright 2018 by Audible Inc. Audible Studios is a division of Audible Inc.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.